Now, let's take you to Mount Isa. Now, you'd know that Mount Isa is getting ready for this big dump of water. It's over Richmond Way at the moment. Andrew Saunders is the regional program manager of ABC Local Radio in Mount Isa. Hasn't slept pretty much of the time, as they've been working incredibly hard with a whole range of team coordinating coverage all points throughout Queensland. Andrew, you're getting ready for a big dump of water out your way.
Yes, it's raining as we speak now. I've just put my head outside the house here on Ablesmith Road in Mount Isa. We've probably had about 20 mils of rain throughout the afternoon. The wind's picking up, and I think we're in for a very, very large storm tonight. They said Cat 1 into a low as it gets to Mount Isa. I think if you've watched the tracking map, Steve, it's come down from Cairns. It's sit right north of Richmond, Julia Creek and Cloncurry, and bang, right on top of Mount Isa, it's going to land.
Andrew, a cyclone in Mount Isa, into Alice Springs. It's just remarkable.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard, and I say that in a serious way because, you know, we've been a bit complacent out in the west for the past couple of days, and we've had our superintendent of the police on urging Mount Isa residents, northwest residents, to get ready. This is coming, but they really, really revved up this morning after it passed Cairns and came closer inland, and the complacency was disappeared in the northwest, and they've battered down, and they're ready to go tonight. And like you said, you just can't believe like a Cat 1 cyclone coming to Mount Isa. 20 years I've been nearly broadcasting with the ABC, and in all that time I've never seen anything like it in Mount Isa today. The town was in lockdown. The mines sent all their workers home. They're in lockdown. The shops are boarded up. I thought I was living in Cairns, walking down the Esplanade of Cairns today, not walking down the main street of an outback mining town.
Yes. What are the wise old locals at the Irish Club say about it? Have they seen anything like this before in the history, Andrew?
Never in the history. We've been speaking to mayors, councillors, talkback callers all day on ABC Local Radio throughout the whole state, and people have just been saying, you just cannot believe Mount Isa is 1,000 kilometres west of the coast, and we're talking a Cat 1 cyclone coming in at midnight tonight. They've never in their life seen anything like it.
How's their mood? I know they've been watching the coastal areas, Cardwell, Mission Beach, Ellerish, all of these places get hammered, but how's the mood of Mount Isa when they've seen what's come up until now?
Look, 2 days ago, complacency was here. Same old thing out in the west. They won't come this far. You know that, Steve. You know these areas as well as anyone. This morning, last night, listening to ABC, and when the Weather Bureau was saying, get ready, this is heading inland, the mood changed this morning. People got serious. They were boarding up. They've taken all the precautions. And I must say, the emergency services, the SES, the police, the local councils around the northwest have done a tremendous job. They've got the message out. And there's no more complacency in Mount Isa and the northwest. They're in lockdown mode and ready for this tonight.
All right. Now, how are you bearing up? I think you've been sandbagging the radio station, ABC Radio, there all day.
I can't believe it. I had to sandbag the back door because we are worried if water does run back down into the back door of the ABC because we've got our car park out the back. But we're fine. We'll be keeping people updated throughout the night on the ABC Local Radio. We'll have our Mount Isa staff doing crosses into your program this evening, and we'll be ready to go with local breakfast mornings and keeping all the local listeners around northwest Queensland updated. We did have a bit of a heated time this afternoon because of the social media. Got the rumours going, all power is going to be cutting Mount Isa at 7 o'clock, and our phones lit up. People all over Queensland wanting to know why they're cutting the power in Mount Isa, but we got rid of that myth very quickly, and there's no power being cut in Mount Isa, and they're very confident power will stay on tonight.
Andrew, you're a good man. I look forward to speaking with you later on. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Andrew Saunders, who's the regional program manager of ABC Local Radio in Mount Isa. That guy has lifted about 700 sandbags by himself today, sandbagging in the ABC premises there, just so that they can keep broadcasting if floods and what have you become a problem. There's a get-fit regime that he wasn't expecting.